Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer and host for tonight's show. I want to open up with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. And I just want to share with those who are on the line today, we have some different nationalities on the phone today. We have someone from Germany here, so I can say hello in Spanish, hola. Just in case you're from China, ni hao. French, bonjour. And we have an African brother on there. I have to greet him in Habadi, Jumbo. And for those Jewish individuals who are on the line today, shalom. And to all those who are of the Islamic faith, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, this is Rashid Salam. Welcome to IWDM Radio, the science of health and youth. Tonight's show is being broadcast on the internet as well as Facebook. And we want to share with the listening audience today, for those of you who can't get on the 714-816-4673 line and you are on the internet, you have to call in and ask a question. We ask that you call our number here, my personal number here, which is 650-669-0458, and you can get your question answered by texting me on that phone. Once again, that's 650-669-0458. And I want to open the mic up for our instructor today, Abdul Shaheed. And I want to make sure that we just kind of start off with just a few little tidbits of what happened in the past and what our focus is and what's taking place with the show tonight. You know, our focus is always on how to nurse the cells. It's always based on that fact, and that's why we call the show The Science of Health and You. And the fact that we talk about cells a lot, and you're going to hear a lot about that tonight. The fact that we talk about information that you probably never heard before. So we want to consider our show tonight one very, very special, as it always is. And we want to talk about cell neglect, because cell neglect equals gene incapacitation. Gene incapacitation equals disease. And that means that you have a short life expectancy. So tonight's show is about symptometry. The School of Symptometry is located in Chicago, Illinois. And it's one of the most important and mind-blowing discoveries that we have discovered to determine what causes all human diseases. And we have learned, those of you who have been on the show for quite some time, that it is cell neglect. You know, we talk about physiology, which speaks about how each organ and function work within our system. We talk about anatomy, which speaks about the structure and the location of each organ. We talk about pathology, which means studying the diseases and their symptoms. Here is the question that our instructor always asks us, the question, why does a disease occur? And it depends on the person who's trying to answer that question. So we want to eliminate all confusion about what the healthcare industry has spoken of and told us about, whether it be misinformation or disinformation, whatever it may be. But one thing we do know, one answer, they have never addressed cell neglect. We're going to have a discussion tonight probably about food, which is the forever monster. And we need to understand the importance of food. Then the whole fact that the world must know that this one fact, food is the underlying cause of 94% of all diseases. Now, this is unbelievable. Who ever thought that food would be the source of all our contamination and our dispositions in our body? We always talk about diseases like air pollution and contaminated water, contaminated man-made products and poisons and plant alkaloids and radiation and fermented products and all type of pharmaceutical drugs, which account for the rest of those particular parts of our disease program and narrative that we just don't know about. But food is powerful. we're going to have a discussion about that dirty blood nightmare that we talk about. Everyone has dirty blood. And for those of you who have a problem with that, and we suggest that you do a lot of research and a lot of study, because all we know is this, that blood circulates throughout our body. And it's well known that blood carries poisons and toxins and acids and debris and worm waste and microbial toxins and concretion, everything that would jab up the most important thing in our body, that is our cells, which causes to have some serious problems. You know, one of the key elements tonight that always sticks with me, I have to always bring it up, is the dangers of the polluted cerebral spinal fluid. That energy level that functions in our body that we don't understand, that without proper energy, how things doesn't work. In the word energy, you know, we talk about in energy. We have to begin to dissect and break down the words that we use and also do some research and some astute study to make these determinations of how do we prevent diseases. How do we provide a maintenance system that our bodies need, and understanding the concept of applied quantum physics, cell protection, cell well-being. How do we decongest our organs and our cells? And how do we talk about organ nutrition? All those enhancements make it possible for us to be able to survive and live in this world. And we must always keep in mind that our focus is solely on the awareness and the scientific enlightenment and of disease prevention. So how we treat ourselves will determine how our life will be. And once again, I say welcome again to IWBN Radio. And once again, for those who just came on the line, I want to make sure you understand that if you want to ask a question, we're going to take the time out for you to ask those questions. We're going to do a brief introduction on the workshops in our lab that we've talked about. They bring you up to date, because we have a few people on the line who haven't been here before. As I said, we have a couple people from different parts of the country. And we want to make sure this interconnection, this interrelation, this integrated, independent, and interdependent aspect of our bodies on how our body operates as one biological unit. I'm excited tonight, as always, to hear from our instructor today. If we want to maintain homeostasis, there's a lot of things we're going to need to know on how to remove filth and concretion and toxic gases from our body. And so with that, I want to give the mic to our instructor for tonight, Abdul Shaheed, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother. How are you today?
Assalam, Brother Rashid. And assalamu alaikum to all our listening audience who happen to be Muslim. And greetings to all our international friends and our brothers and sisters internationally, and all of the ones here in this country that's now beginning to take their health seriously. We certainly appreciate you being here with us, and we thank the Almighty for allowing us to be here with you. So, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. You know,
there's so
studying,
much
right?
for us to talk about.
Yeah,
there's
know,
so
I've
much
studying,
for us to talk
brother.
About. So we can kind of sum things up, I guess, and
sure.
and set the stage for questions. Question and answer, and share a few more tips that can help us to help ourselves and teach us how we can protect our DNA from harm. We have to protect our DNA. No one ever told us that. We hardly know what the DNA is and what it does. Well, that's what we have to do now. We have to learn how to protect our DNA. Anything that compromises our DNA causes it to become fragmented and make the cell compelled to produce a disease or a symptom. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it
absolutely
is.
Amazing. If the DNA become fragmented, anything that hinders it from doing its job, our cell would be compelled to produce a symptom and or a disease. So health is very important. And what is it? And send time into divine health as a reward that comes from our cells when we make the right decision to take care of them. no one have really taught us how to take care of ourselves and that we have to do anything to them, to protect them, to maintain them, to nourish them. When we think about eating food, we think about eating food. We don't think about nourishing ourselves because we eat for taste. We eat for culture. We eat for religion. We eat for blood type. You want to be a vegan or vegetarian? So we eat that way. My Aunt Sally made this for me. She sent it to me. Now I have to eat it. We eat for all kind of reasons. And the last thought is to nourish ourselves. The human being does not live on physical food. We don't live on physical food. We live on the intangibles. You can't even touch these things that we live on that nourish the human being inside the body. We don't live on food. So if anyone trying to satisfy themselves by eating food, they never would accomplish that mission. They never would accomplish that because the human being relies on other things to grow, to develop. And it is the intangible. You can't even see it. Isn't that amazing, Brother Rashid? What the human being thrives on, you can't even see it. It's the unseen.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes. Can we see knowledge? Can we see the revelation from Almighty? We have the books, the Injil, the Torah, the Quran. Those are the books. But the knowledge that those books contain, we can't see it. It's intangible. And that's what the human being thrives on. The human being thrives on the truth, unfiltered truth. When the human being gets lies, the knowledge they have within them becomes distorted. And that's the trouble. That's when he falls into trouble and began to make wrong decisions. Life is about making choices. There are consequences for everyone. And we'll make the right choice to take care of the needs of ourselves. And if ourselves are healthy, Brother Rashid, we will be healthy. How simple is that?
Super.
If ourselves are healthy, we will be healthy. That's a quote by Dr. Maxwell Norty, the founder of Centometry and the American School of Centometry. And by the way, centometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells, the living cells of the human being. That's what centometers study. That's what they teach at the American School of Centometry. Symptomatic science, or new science, that is instructing human beings how to get their health back, how to be empowered to get their health back. Because someone else been in charge of our health, Brother Rashid, that's why we make mistakes. Somebody else been in charge. Each and every one of us on this planet has a body. We were gifted with it. And we're responsible for it. We're accountable to it. It is our willing slave. It'll do anything we tell it to do. Literally anything you tell your body to do, it will do it. You say, jump off the building? You know what, right, Brother Rashid? It'll jump off the
jump
building.
Jump off the building. Yes, sir.
If you say, jump off this bridge is 10 stories up, it'll jump. It is at your beck and command, your beck and orders. Because why? You're the decision maker. Your mind is the decision maker. You know? And if we make decisions that will take care of the needs of ourselves and protect them from harm, maintain them, and nourish them properly, remove all the negative energy from them, ensuring that they maintain their state of perfection, they will go to the end of the earth to make us healthy. and to restore our health. Our health comes from them, all 75 to 100 trillion cells. Doesn't come from any man. We give our cells what they need in terms of raw material, nutrients, resources, and they will do what they need to do to restore our health. That's how it works. And we see everything else we've been doing has failed up until this point. They have failed. Because we go to symptom treaters, people who treat symptoms. They do not go to the root cause, Brother Rashid. They treat the symptoms. And we already know symptom is not the disease. Symptom is a code from our cell, a code from the DNA to let us know that they're in trouble. And they need our aid. They need our help. And we have to understand the code. We have to be taught what the codes mean when our body gives us symptoms, a sign. Every symptom points to the product that produced the disease. That's what the symptoms are for. Universal language that our body speaks. All human beings all over the world speak the same symptoms. Absolutely amazing once we begin to understand. So we give ourselves what they need. We maintain them. We nourish them. And we give them the resources they need, the raw materials, and they will produce everything for us to restore our health. Brain is central. Body is central. Cell is central. A body composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells. Each one of those cells has 70,000 genes. In the gene is the blueprint. The genes hold the instruction, the blueprint, giving the cell the instruction how to make a neurotransmitter, how to make neuropeptide, how to make neurochemicals. All our brain and body and cell is central. The blueprint is housed within the genes. And the genes are also recording devices. They record everything, every subtle change in the mood of the person is recorded, Brother Rashid. They miss nothing. And our genes are not our own. They're borrowed from our ancestors. And when we finish them, we're going to pass them on. So at least when we finish them, they should be disease-free, Brother Rashid.
Yeah.
No hereditary disease. We should be passing on. We should have our goal, a mission to correct our mistakes and our parent mistakes and the people before us and cure our disease once and for all. Then they won't be in the gene pool. We'll take them out of the gene pool if we cure our disease. Isn't that a noble goal, a noble mission? All of our hereditary diseases that were passed on to us, we can cure them and stop them with us and remove them from the gene pool. Isn't that amazing? We have that ability today, not 20 years from now, not 30 years from now, not 50 years from now, but today. Every disease is curable. Every disease, over 3,333 diseases of mankind, all of them are curable. God did not create any disease. Oh, God gave me this cancer. No, he didn't. You gave you the cancer. You made mistakes. In your food choice, you were exposed to chemicals. In the water, in the food, in the air, in the product you put on your skin. Chemicals everywhere. The product you use to clean your home. You expose yourself. How are you going to blame God? You're supposed to have intelligence. That's what separates you from other creatures. Intellect, intelligence, knowledge. Well, of course, we've been getting filtered knowledge from others. When the Almighty has placed inside of us, in our gene, unfiltered knowledge, the truth. It's in us already, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
It is because of our chaotic eating, we're not able to access the information that's housed in us. In order to access it, we have to cure our diseases. What a diseased person need with unfiltered knowledge. What are you going to do with it? If you're going to cure a disease, well, you can cure your disease now, then have access to the unfiltered knowledge. That's how it works. We can teach you how to cure your disease. There's a school set up already. And there are many certified symptomatology health coaches now being developed all across this country to help people hold their hand and teach them about how to reverse their condition, their disease, if they're willing to fully participate. So we've been talking about cell neglect, what caused diseases, the root cause of them, not treating symptoms. We talked about the symptom treatmenters, people who treat symptoms, the herbalist, the chiropractor, the acupuncture. All these people also, they just treat the symptoms. They treat the symptoms too, as well as our doctors. And they specialize. The doctor, they specialize. Oh, I'm going to send you to a specialist. Isn't that amazing? They've dissected the human body, and they have specialists. And no one is talking to each other. So your heart doctor not talking to you. Your heart doctor not talking to your dermatologist. And you have a skin problem, right?
Right.
But your dermatologist don't talk to your heart doctor. They don't understand the relationship between your heart and your skin. And your doctor don't understand nutrition. He's not talking to the nutritionist. So he can figure out what oil to cook with. Figure out what oil to cook with. If you cook with the wrong oil, that's one of the symptoms your body going to tell you. Your skin. You have fatty deposit, acne, all kind of other skin condition, because your skin will be loaded with fat globules. And then you're cooking with the wrong oil, going to compromise your arteries, veins, capillaries. Then you have plaque in your heart. There's a relationship here. So you go to a dermatologist, they don't know what's wrong with your skin. They don't study the cells. So they'll prescribe some pharmaceuticals to make matters worse. That sludge from the food you've been eating that caused debris. We have salt in our blood, so every time we eat food, Brother Rashid, salt is a reactor. It's reacting with the nutrients, every nutrient that we consume, the salt is reacting with it, so that's debris being produced from that reaction. Then we're 94% water, debris and water equal what? Sludge. Be sludge in your skin because your body will put it there trying to keep it out of the blood so the blood can continue to circulate. And pretty soon you have skin problems. And you go to the doctor, one doctor after another one, no one be able to tell you what you can do to correct your problem because they don't think about the cell. The skin cells are compromised. They're filled with sludge. They're not being nourished. And they're dehydrated, even though we're 94% water. The water not getting into them. And they are malnourished because nutrients not getting into them either. It is our cell that produce all the brain and body essential, and the cell essential to keep us healthy on a paradigm of normalcy. When they can't do it, our body will produce a symptom and eventually a disease. Whenever, those of you who are new, whenever the genes and the DNA or out of alignment, or in misalignment, they're not aligned, they're not communicating, whenever the genes and the DNA is in misalignment, and the DNA and the three RNA is in misalignment, a disease would occur. Doesn't make any difference where in the body, doesn't make any difference what name they call the disease, doesn't make any difference in anything. It could be anywhere in the body. That would be the reason. That would be the reason. And there's all kinds of concretion that we'd be blocking that communication. All kind of poison and toxic. That would be blocking the communication. Negative energy would be blocking that communication. Doesn't make any difference where it happens. If it's happening in the brain, then you won't have the memory you need to have. You won't be focused like you should be. You won't be able to concentrate like you should. You won't be able to figure things out. You won't be able to comprehend. You might forget how to speak altogether. All of these would be different symptoms. And the symptoms are not meant to kill us, nor the disease. They're meant to give our attention, get our attention, and start thinking about the food that we've been eating and begin to correct our mistakes. And talk to the people who know something about root cause therapeutic. So we go to the root of the matter and not treat symptoms to correct the problem, to put our body, our cell back into normalcy, to have our cell now divide, producing new cells to take the place of old cells. These are the things that we have to learn. How to strengthen our heart, how to strengthen our lungs, how to strengthen our cardiogenic foundation, our infrastructure, our skeletal system, our bones, our ligament, our tendon, our muscle, how to strengthen them. If they're weak, there's a natural law that what is weak should be replaced by something strong. Strength should replace weakness. The new should replace the old. And whatever is abnormal should be replaced by normalcy. That's a universal law, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Universal. And if it's not done, then a disease would occur. And the disease would become more and more chronic, where eventually it becomes acute and the person's life is at stake. This is what we see every day, Brother Rashid. This is what we see every day, our listening order. This is what happens every day because we fail to understand what our cells need and give it to them. We overlook, we ignore. We use therapeutic that ignore the cells. We ignore them. And this is the problem. If our cells are healthy, we will be healthy. If we neglect our cells, we will have symptoms and disease. Can't make it any plainer than that, Brother Rashid.
Sure.
We talked last week about the product and factors that block or disrupt cellular communication. Our cell must communicate with the surrounding cells. Our gene, DNA, RNA must communicate. Our mind must make decisions in the best interest of our cells. That's the first alignment that must be made. If we make decisions contrary to ourselves, then there will be friction, tension, inertia, negative energy. Those are the tangents of negative energy. A person cannot be healthy with negative energy dominating in their body. with negative energy, displacing positive energy in the body. Person cannot be healthy. That's what diseases are. Negative energy displacing positive energy. And health is positive energy displacing negative energy. That's what health is. So we've been talking about the last number of weeks, the 11th system that our body sits on. The 11th system that our body sits on. We talked about the cells, how many they are, the genes, and what our body is made up of, protein, collagen, fiber, human fiber. It's not animal fiber. It's not animal collagen. And it surely is not plant collagen. Plant do not have collagen. They have cellulose. Cellulose. Polysaccharide. Starch. Complex sugar. A network of sugars. That's what starch is. So all plants consist of sugar and starch. All plants. Cellulose, another name for starch is cellulose. Cellulose. I keep saying that because a lot of people want to eat mostly plant food. Plants. They want to eat mostly plant-based diet. Where did that come from? We're not plants. We need to move, Brother Rashid. We got to get up and go sometime real fast. Plants don't have to go anywhere. They are stationary. And we're eating them. The enzymes are for them. Their enzymes are for them. They don't need enzymes to get up and go. They have non-hemp iron. We need hemp iron so we can move. Blood must travel fast with speed. Our neuron must fight and receive and send signals in milliseconds with speed. You can't do that with non-hemp iron. You got to have hemp iron for speed, for power, for pressure, for strength. That's why a human being needs iron. It is the source of the power and the strength and the speed and the momentum and the pressure. Those are the tangents of energy that our cells use to do their job. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, sir.
How do we do anything without power, pressure, speed, strength? This explains why a person, as we age, they become weaker. Some of them are bedridden. They can't move. Some of them are confined to a wheelchair. They just suddenly got to where they became paralyzed all of a sudden. How did that happen? They were walking before. Now what happened? Something happened. They weren't born that way. Their body, the collagenic fiber, got weaker and weaker and weaker. And no one taught them how to strengthen them. And no one taught them how to replace the collagen. It just deteriorated. Every part of our body can be rejuvenated, renewed, Brother Rashid. There should be no old cells in our body. Because by cells divide, producing what? New cells to take their place of old cells. But if we block the cell division, and we can't produce the two enzymes that causes our cells to divide, then the cell won't be able to divide. They won't have the strength. They won't have the speed. They won't have the pressure. They won't have the power. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Those are the resources that our cell must have to keep us healthy. The cell has to divide. If they can't divide, then brain essential won't be produced, cell essential won't be produced, neurons won't be produced, hormone won't be produced, neurotransmitter won't be produced, neurochemical won't be produced, red blood cell, white blood cell won't be produced, interferon won't be produced, all these things. What can keep us healthy? T cell, B cell won't be produced. We have infection of all kinds, from all kinds of viruses that infect us. Our immune system won't work for us. We won't be able to, because we don't know how to nourish it. We don't know how to nourish it. So we talked about the 11 system of the human body. We started all talking about the blood and the cardiovascular system, the reproductive system, the endocrine system, respiratory system, the lymphatic and immune system. And we still talk about the brain and the three nervous system, Brother Rashid. That's where we seem to be stuck. There's so much to say about our brain and how the mind and the brain work together. The human being has two components, Brother Rashid. Two components. Mm-hmm. One that we can see, that's the tangible, and the one that we cannot see, the intangible. And of course, the power lies with the intangible. Most people think the power is with what you can see. No. The power lies with the intangible, what you cannot see. That's where the power lies. So our body is interconnected, interdependent, interrelated, integrated, and operate as one biological unit. So we have our mind, which is the abstract, the intangible, and we have our brain, which is the concrete. And we can see it. We can measure it. We can weigh it. Now we know, as people age, if they don't take care of their brain, know how to nourish the brain, produce neurons by the billion, the brain will shrink inside. Shrink. We can measure it. We have performed autopsy on people who have Alzheimer's. And their brain is smaller. They didn't know how to nourish the brain. They didn't know how to rebuild the matrix, how to keep building it and replacing it. That's our responsibility, Brother Rashid. We are responsible for maintaining ourselves, maintaining our body, maintaining our matrix that we're made from, the ground substance that we're made of. We have to know how to nourish it. The vitamins, the minerals, the trace minerals, the elements, all these different combinations of things, the nutrients, the resources, we have to provide them. Give ourselves the raw material, and they'll do everything else for us. It is their job to keep us healthy. They have atomic intelligence, and they're able to do everything. They figure everything out for us. So, Brother Rashid, we want to see if there's any hand raise or any question before we go on and maybe talk about cerebral spinal fluid and what goes on with that. Still talk about the brain and the three nervous system.
We have several hands that are raised, and I do have three texts on my phone.
Wow.
Let me take the one hand that's been raised here. We have 314-556. Your mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. 314-556. Your mic is open. Three one four five five six. We'll get back to that number. Let me answer this one question here from the email.
Okay.
And this is from my friend in on the East Coast. He said, I was on the line when you spoke about the human brain, and one of my concerns was the pineal gland, which is
mm-hmm.
in the middle of our head. What is the function of that compared to the right side and the left side, which are look like they're separate, but the pineal gland looks to be whole. Can you tell us a little bit about the pineal gland and its functionality?
Every gland in our body is very, very important. The glands produce hormones. Now, what hormone is the pineal gland producing? Melatonin. Melatonin. We have our skin cell called melanocytes. They use melatonin to give us our pigmentation. If the person is not able to produce melatonin, their skin begins to be lightened. You find light spots. You know some people, virgin vitiligo? That's the condition when the person's skin mm-hmm. begins to lighten up because they're not able to produce sufficient amounts of melatonin to nourish in all of the skin cells, the melanocytes, are being nourished. Also, the pineal gland, most people's pineal gland is calcified,
mm.
and they're not able to use it. Our intuition is tied to our pineal gland. Intuition is very, very important for a human being. I might leave home in the next 30 minutes. I have one route in mind, but when I get to traveling, get to moving, something tells me, make a quick left. Don't go that way. Go left. And that's what I should do, go left. Always follow that mind. That's intuition. Warning you about oncoming danger. And it's possible it would save your life if you follow it, but you don't have to follow it. You can debate back and forth. Oh, no, I'm going this way. I'm just going. And this is the way I travel all the time. You know how we can be.
Yeah.
I don't care what warning and telling me. They're not in tune with it. So they have the wavelength that they're on, the wavelength of those bad people in their lineage, the bad ones in the lineage. They're on that wavelength. So they get advice from the bad people in their history.
Okay.
Instead of the good people looking out for them, they listen to the other ones. There's two sides to everything. Everything's created in pairs. So we have the right wavelength, and we're able to produce certain neurotransmitters that will be on the right wavelength with the one of the good people, the good spirits, that warns us. And our pineal gland is connected to our intuition. When we receive information, we receive warnings, signals from the creation itself, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who study the chakras and all those things, they have something going
right.
on. The energy in us, that is the intangible. Like I said earlier, it's more power in the unseen than in what you can see. That's knowledge that we need to capture again. How people had that knowledge before. Now we have to regain it, Brother Rashid. The pineal gland
yeah.
is very important, along with all of the glands in the body. All of them, very important. The pineal gland in the brain, the hippocampus in the brain, the hypothalamus, the hypothalamus in the brain, that regulates. And it's a warning signal for us. The warning, it gives us warning. And the hippocampus, very, very important. It's where all our faculties are housed. In the hippocampus, all 16 faculties And then people smoke hashes. They use drugs. Not just the prescribed one. They use the illegal one. And they get addicted to those things. Alcohol, addiction. All addiction originate in that part of our brain, the hippocampus.
Mm.
Addiction, all kind of addiction. Pornography, sex, drugs, bad habits, all kind of addiction. But we're here to tell you all addiction can be cured. Ionize that part of the brain and nourish it to produce neurons. In the medical science, you can't produce new brain cells. You know that? That's what they say.
Right.
That's what they say. Once the brain cells are dead, they're dead for good. Little do they know, Brother Rashid. Little do they know. They don't know everything. There's a lot more to learn. But I'm sure there's other function of the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the other glands of the body, they work together. They work in harmony. They depend on each other. It's just like a community depending on each other. And that's why all the glands need to be working in top ship shape. All our organs need to be working in top shape. Because if one organ is compromised, sooner or later you'll find another one. Because they all relate to each other. And blood circulates everywhere.
Okay.
So the pineal gland is very, very important. And we have to ionize it. Just like the rest of the brain has to be ionized when we consume poison in the food. No one has shared with us, but cytometry, all of the different poisons that's in our food. It doesn't make any difference whether you're eating regular food or organic. Doesn't make any difference. Certain food has to be avoided because of a plant alkaloid. Certain food has to be very inspected very carefully because plants have plant diseases, and we take them for granted. All plants produce poison, all of them. Now, if you don't cook them, then you don't neutralize the poison. You'll be poisoned by them. Eat plants for 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, your body is falling apart because we poison ourselves every time we eat them, especially if we're eating them raw. Can't do it. Poison. What poison do? They make our enzyme worthless. They denature them or make them worthless. They compromise the enzyme. Enzymes are used to jumpstart biochemical processes in the body. Most of them are used as catalysts. So that they help to produce hormones. They help to produce neurochemical, neurotransmitter. They help to produce other enzymes. So after producing the enzyme, we have to know how to activate them as well as not make them worthless, not denaturing them. We have to protect our enzymes, and we have to build an enzyme surplus every single day, digestive enzyme and ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance. We can't overlook the repair and maintenance. If our cars need repairing on a schedule, Brother Rashid, every 15,000 miles, every 5,000 miles, that's something to do. Surely we have this body. It has to work the same way because that's where the idea came from. Preventive maintenance came from the body, studying the body, man studying the body. We can prevent most diseases if we take care of ourselves. They won't have a need to activate a disease to get our attention if we're doing everything correct.
Okay.
I'm sure I've said enough about the pioneer gland.
Yeah.
I hope that answers the person's question.
Yeah. Before we go back to the board here, I had just two other questions. I'm going to ask one of them, and I'm going to open the mic up on the studio. This question is one we've had conversations about before. This is about the prostate gland and the inability to have what we refer to as an erection. And I'm sure this question goes for most men who are on the telephone. At some point in time, you're going to experience some form of an inability to have a positive flow of urine. And the person asked the question. He said, I can't get any type of erection at this point. And just to tie into that, there's another person who on a different text talks about a catheter being inserted to help and assist. So you've got to combine those two together and try to answer both of them at the same time. I'm going to go back to the board. I have 314-833 on the line. I have 314-556. I'll be right with you. And so this prostate thing, this cell inflammation, as we refer to it as, if you could just kind of share some of the problems for those men who are on the phone and for those women who have husbands or brothers or a relative who may be experiencing this. This inflammation is so vitally important for you to understand that this inflammation that we talk about, this cellular disposition that we talk about, has a lot to do with the prostate and being able to function properly. Go ahead, my brother.
It's an excellent question. It's a very, very important question because it gives us a sign for a lot of other issues in that person's body, in our own body. Well, this is a case of weakness. Weakness. And what did I say earlier about if something is weak in the body, it needs to be replaced with strength. Strength should replace weakness. So if a man has a weak erection, that a sign that he has he's anemic, doesn't have enough iron. We get iron from eating the food source of him iron. And sometimes they also have ferritin to produce ferritin. Our blood must have iron rich. Our blood must be iron rich. It is iron that attaches oxygen to the hemoglobin in the globin, that protein portion of our blood. It takes iron to do that. If you do not have iron rich blood, you have weak erection. Not only that, your heart would become weak. That is the bigger sign. I mean, it's nice to have a firm erection if you're a man, but you need to keep your heart strong, too. I think that's a little bit more important. That is a sign that your heart is getting weaker and weaker. Because it is the heart that pumps what? Blood. And blood has to go where? Everywhere. To the penis. Blood is not getting there. And it don't have the iron in it. When it get there, and that could be blockages that need to be ionized. Blockages. Where the blockage coming from? From the food you've been eating over the years. The concretion in the food. You ate chaotically. You probably ate nuts and seeds. You probably ate salads. And that's poison in all plants. If you eat salads, you're poisoning yourself. Some of those poisons are cyanide, chlorophyll, ammonia, spontane, sorbitol, all kinds of poison. Hydrocyanic acid. Now, what I should have asked the person, what kind of oil did they cook with? Did they cook with coconut oil? Did they cook with olive oil? Did they cook with peanut butter oil? Did they cook with vegetable oil? You could have plaque in the arteries, slowing down blood flow, circulation of blood. Blood should move fast with speed. If you're not eating meat with hemp iron, lamb, bison, goat, those meats that have hemp iron, if you are eating predominant plant food, that will make a difference. If we eat it more starch than protein, that will make a difference. We have to eat scientifically now. We have to use science to select our food. Chaotic eating has come to an end if we want to be healthy. You have to make a transition to scientific eating. In order to eat to live, we must use science to select the food to eat to live. So a weak erection is a sign that we need to strengthen our circulatory system. We need to strengthen our heart. We need to strengthen our veins, arteries, and capillaries. Those are our infrastructure. Infrastructure. If there's concretion in them, they need to be ionized. How you do that? Come to Centometry. Call Centometry. Call the certified Centometry health coach. Call the Centometry headquarters. Get the particulate, the subatomic particle, to ionize the concretion, the calculus, the stones, the marbles. Ionize the poison that keep denaturing the enzymes. This is what you have to do. And you have to have a scientific diet. If you eat onion and garlic, that will cause this tumors to be in the prostate. Prostate health is very, very important. Our prostate cells, if they get to where they cannot divide and where they have heavy metal trapped inside because we consume saturated fat, we drink milk, dairy product, we eat ice cream, all these things will affect our prostate, brothers. Eating salads. And we consume saturated fat that will trap the poison within the prostate cells. Nothing will be able to escape because the cell become calcified. Hard and crusted. The membrane of our cell will become hard and crusted rather than permeable. When nutrients and resources flow into the prostate cells and toxic and waste flow out. But if they're calcified, nothing will go in, no nutrient, no water, no electrical energy, no resources. So the prostate will be impoverished. It will not be nourished. And the cell will not be able to produce the essentials to keep the prostate healthy. If you go to the wrong person, the wrong therapist, and they treat the symptom, well, your prostate issue will advance. We have to remove the poison and the concretion to get oxygen back into it, to get water back into it, to get electricity, electrical energy back into it. And then the cell will begin to take that raw material and produce what it needs to produce to restore the health of the prostate. This is how it works. Because the communication between the genes, the DNA, and the three RNA has been smashed. And that communication must be restored. If it's not restored, the cells are compelled to produce a symptom and eventually a disease. In every part of the body, this is what happens. Does it make any difference where? Everywhere. Everywhere, because cells are everywhere. They make up everything. 75 trillion cells, 70,000 genes on each cell. The gene holds the blueprint, set of instructions for the DNA. And for the DNA to pass those instructions on to the three RNAs. That communication is smashed. If the DNA is in disrepair and it's fragmented, well, we have to repair it. We have to maintain it. It must be in perfect condition. Otherwise, the genie would not release the blueprint. It won't do anything. And you'll be compromised.
Okay.
And if you consume saturated fat in there, because your cell will be on lockdown, and that sets the potential up, because the condition would be favorable for cancer to spontaneous exist. Spontaneous existence of cancer. It would just come about because the conditions are favorable. This will happen with life. If the conditions are favorable, life will find a way to exist. So I think that took care of both of those concerns.
I think in order to
remedy the situation, you call some cytometry to get the particulates to ionize the prostate. The same thing with the ED, erectile dysfunction, or weak erection, ionize the concretion that's in the penis. And nourish the cells. Change your diet to scientific eating. Consume the sources of hemp iron. Need iron for power, for pressure, for speed, for strength. What is strong must replace what is weak. Weak erection must be replaced by strong erection. Weak heart must be replaced by strong heart. You got to nourish the heart muscles. Only sometimes it teaches how to nourish our heart muscles to strengthen them. Your doctor will never know how to strengthen your heart. They'll give you medication, and then you will end up with congested heart failure because the heart will get weaker and weaker and weaker, and that will be the result. And everything will become weak. That's what ED is all about.
Okay. Before I get to the hard question,
you should be strengthened.
So we want to try 314-556 again. 314-556.
Okay.
The mic is open. State your name and please tell us where you're calling from.
314-556. Okay. They're not open here. So let's get to the hard question, and we're going to take a few minutes to welcome those who are now on the line to IWDM Radio. This is the Science of Health and You. We have Abdul Shaheed, instructor from American School of Cytometry. As he stated before, you know, the study of cytometry has made it possible for us to rediscover how our bodies work, rediscover the root cause therapy that must be taking place to make sure that we have a healthy, healthy life. This structure on brain, on cells, man, and you mentioned something early on in the show that each gene has, each cell contains 70,000 genes on one cell. Now,
yes,
this is just mind-boggling to me when you make that statement that 70,000 genes is on each cell. I mean, each cell has 70,000. This is amazing.
And 75 trillion cell to 100 trillion making up our body.
Yes. You know, and sometimes I think, you know, we just have to take the time out and just pay attention to this unique and unusual, you know, body that the Creator has given us.
Yes.
This research that's been done, we talk about intervention medicine started about 5,000 years ago with the ancient Greeks. We talked about intervention medicine, known as Western medicine, a.k.a. allopathic medicine.
Yes.
All these things we now begin to realize through the discovery of cytometry. And I think sometimes people just get confused about knowledge is always advancing itself. Unique information is always coming available from those who seek knowledge. You know, so we talk about tissues. We talk about organs, glands, all of those things that make up the human body. This is amazing. The sick that we walk around with 24/7, I say this all the time, that we don't even know how our bodies work. But yet we'll take and put things in our bodies that don't even do our bodies any good, not knowing we didn't read the ingredients. We didn't, like an automobile, you surely wouldn't put transmission fluid in your engine. You know, and so we have to look at our bodies the same way. What would you put in your body that's caused dysfunction or inoperative operations to take place in this thing that we call ours? Now, this we have sole responsibility.
We have sole responsibility to seek out the information, seek out the knowledge, to understand that we will never be healthy if our cells are dirty. This
That's
is the
right.
structure of who we are. Our brain, our body, our cell essentials are necessary essentials for us to be able to take care of ourselves. And so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you on the line who have heard something that may resonate with you, who you may not understand, you may look for a question to be answered. So if you're not being triggered right now, I mean, I don't know what to say, because we know and we have to accept this fact that none of us are well. We also have to accept this fact that we don't know anything about our human makeup. You know, we never thought about the 200 cell types. I mean, that alone is mind-boggling. That's worth a study for a whole month. And then we have 75 to 100 trillion cells. And each cell has a different functionality. This is absolutely amazing. Thank God for the study of cytometry. Thank God for Dr. Norty, who has spent 40 years or more of research to provide for us information so we can know how to cure some of the problems that we have in our lives. This surgery type of concept, this information that we think we know. And I always say this, we don't even know that we don't know, and that is dangerous. And not to ask a question about yourself. You go buy a Lamborghini and don't know how it works. Well, that's where I look at what I see about human body. This is a Lamborghini. You gave me a key. I don't know how it works. So that's what it's like when you hear what you hear today. We have a body. We have a beautiful car. We have a beautiful operating machine, and we don't know how it works, and you don't want to ask a question about it. You're just going to put anything in it, regular gas, and I said a high-octane engine. So we need to know what's required for our bodies to function. So the question I have, I'm going to ask this question before I give you opportunity to answer this. It's related to what you just said about the heart and blood pressure. And, when I think you had spoke to us once before, that high blood pressure, low blood pressure, dealing with the heart, and you talk about your heart failure that you just mentioned. So just share with us a little bit about that. And then the other question was about vaccines and drugs and medical devices in your body. So we'll just wait and put that off for a minute. Because we talked about vaccines when we first started talking with this information about the coronavirus and all these diseases. But I do want you to share with us one more time about that article that we brought out to the radio listening audience about broccoli and the four compounds of it and what it does. And, I look around all day long, Abdul, and I see African-American people all over the place with masks on, walking down the street in their cars. We're holding up what we now know is a devastating experience by wearing a mask 24/7. Our children are suffering from diseases, and they're trying to tell us our children will have more COVID problems when you got all your babies with a mask on in school. So I don't want to go there yet, and we can get that into sometime today, but let's deal with this question on blood pressure, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, and the heart. You can share that information with us. I didn't mean to talk so much, man, but, it's just amazing.
You're fine.
This body, this beautiful organ that we have here, and we don't know how it functions. And you're sharing with us all the information that's essential to know how we can have a healthy life. A healthy life. Liver problem, no more liver problem, no more kidney problem, no more high blood pressure, no more diabetes. And you don't have a question, radio listening audience? Ask the question for somebody else that you know who may have one of those particular diseases. So with that, Dr. Shaheen, go ahead and finish.
Yeah. We have made that statement before about normal blood pressure.
Yes.
In order for our cell to be nourished, in order for our cells to have the resources that they need, the resources and the nutrients must go into the cell. That's what blood pressure is all about. The heart has to be strong. Can you imagine? Think about this, Brother Rashid. Some of us are 70 years old. Some of us are lucky to be a little bit younger, maybe in our 50 years. 50 years, even let's say 50 years. Focus on that. Your heart has been pumping for 50 years, 24/7, nonstop. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not taking a break. Not able to rest. It's just beating. Has that rhythm. Pumping blood to all parts of our body. 24/7 for 50 years. And some of us managed to live past 100. Twice 50. But no one has ever told us that our heart has to be nourished. Our heart is all muscles. It's all muscle, Brother Rashid. It's striated muscle. And striated is crisscrossed in all kinds of ways. It's interconnected all kinds of ways. Striated. It's amazing, and it's all muscles. How do you strengthen it? You strengthen it by providing the 8 muscle protein. Actin, myosin, tropomyosin, troponin, dystrophin. Dystrophin, muscular dystrophy? That's a muscle protein the person can't produce anymore. Why? Something's blocking it. Fibrillin, elastin, and chitin, those are the 8 muscle proteins to strengthen a person's heart. Not only does it strengthen their heart, it strengthens all of their muscles too. You can't get these from eating plant food. Most people who eat more starch from plants than protein will end up with hypertension. For that reason, the wrong combination of food they're eating. They're eating too much starch. You look on their plate, you got vegetables, all the different colors. Then you got beans and peas, all the different colors. Then you got rice. And then a little bit of piece of meat. Oh, I don't want to eat meat. I can't digest it. And that's a problem with eating meat. But we're animal. Oh, well, what about the gorilla? Yeah, the gorilla had no enzyme to break down cellulose, plant food. And they're able to produce the enzyme to break down, to convert non-hem iron from plant to hem iron that they need. We don't have those enzymes. We don't have them. That's why we need to eat animal who ate the plant. Then we get the plant from the animal, and we get the plant from the nutrient from the animal, and we get the nutrient from the plant. So we get all of the amino acids for our cells to produce enzyme by the thousand. That's how you do it. Use science. So we have to change the combination of food that we're eating. That's 5 food groups. We have starch, we have sugar, we have protein, we have fats and oil. Those are the 5 combination of food that we have to consume to get to our cells. And the human beings say we are protein. Everything about us is protein. Our collagenic fiber is protein. The DNA is protein unit. The RNA protein unit. The genes are protein unit. Enzyme, protein, the main portion, amino acid. That should tell us something. A person made from protein, always eating starch, cellulose, you're breaking the health rule. You're breaking the rule. And there's a price to pay. Your heart is going to become weak because you're not consuming the muscle protein to replace the muscle in your heart, to strengthen them, to build them up, to give that to get those amino acids, those proteins, to the cells the nutrient that they use to produce everything, brain and body, is essential to keep us healthy. So if you eat the wrong combination of foods, then your blood pressure could get stuck in the high position, or it can get stuck in the low position. Low blood pressure is just as bad as high blood pressure, which means that circulation would not be at the speed of light. The human body signal must travel from the right side to the left side in milliseconds. Signal must travel from head to toe in milliseconds, fraction of a second. 185,000 miles per second. Isn't that how fast light travels? Something like that, pretty close.
But
that's how fast all the action in our body and blood and everything should be moving at that speed. Eating plant food not going to get cut it. Yeah, we need plant nutrients. Yes. Since we are human beings, we should eat 75% protein, 25% starch. Most of us have it in reverse. We eat in 75% starch and 25% protein, and we are animal. Something wrong with that picture. And that's what is wrong. So now we have to correct it. We have to strengthen our heart with the particulates. We have to remove the concretion and all the other chaotic stuff we were eating in our food. We have to strengthen our heart by removing the concretion. Every time our cells divide, there are concretion that's produced. Every time our cell divide, producing new cell from old cell, there's concretion. Every time we eat food, there's debris left behind. There's concretion. Every time our cell, the mitochondria, the cellular organelle that produce our energy for us, every time they produce energy, there's a process of glycolysis. There's a process of the Krebs cycle. There's always something left behind. And it's our responsibility to remove these things. It's our responsibility to maintain ourselves. No one else is going to do it for us. We have to learn what we have to do. There's microprotein that's in starchy foods. These microprotein are called prolamins. Never heard of that word before studying scintometry. Prolamins, there are four of them. They are insoluble in water, meaning they're going to float in your blood. They are heat resistant. Heat would not destroy them. They are fire resistant. They are frost resistant. And they won't dissolve in water. They're insolubles. So how do you remove these things from your blood? Because that's where they're going to be circulating, and they're going to be jamming. They're going to be coming together. This is in starchy foods. And there's certain starchy food, every time you cook them, especially when you fry them or bake them in the oven for more than 15 minutes, because of the prolamins and gluten mixed together, it produces a whole new poison called acrylamide. The average person does not know anything about this. Before you cooked it, there was no acrylamide. Then after you cook it for 15 minutes, there's acrylamide in there. It's cancerous, cancer-causing. It's a carcinogen. How do you remove this from your body? You don't know. You haven't been taught how to maintain the cells. So we have to strengthen our heart. We have to strengthen our veins and capillary and artery. If we use the wrong oil, the oil will compromise them. Lipid peroxide will weaken them. We have to know what food to eat in order to have the chemical to keep our arteries flexible. They are natural chemicals that always must be maintained within our veins and arteries and capillaries to keep them flexible. So we have elastin, titin, and those eight muscle protein within our arteries and veins and capillaries. If those not being nourished with the eight muscle protein, then they're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker. This is what happened, Brother Rashid. This is why the person who has hypertension or low blood pressure would not be able to nourish many of their cells, because it is the pressure that push the strength from the heart that push nutrients into the cell. And then the cell also use a resource called magnetism to pull the nutrient into them. Magnetism. You got to help your cell to produce magnetism. You got to help your cell to produce electrical energy, atomic energy, nuclear energy, and thermal energy, heat. That's why I mentioned that you can't be eating ice cream. You can't be putting ice in beverages and drinking it. You can't be eating cold food. Our cells need heat, thermal energy, not cold. Thermal energy, heat, need it. Our organ must be healthy. Our gland must be healthy. These are resources our cells use, resources. We need water, water with electrolytes. Can't be drinking dead water, no electrolytes, no electricity. Why your cells don't produce electricity if the water you drink do not have electrolytes? And then most people are not using any salt. Oh, my doctor asked me to wash my salt, so I'm not using any salt. That's what, I guess that's what they interpret when these doctors say wash your salt. That means don't use salt. You'd be making a big mistake if you don't use salt. Salt is sodium. And it's used to make electricity for the cells. Everything in our blood. Our blood tastes salty. Our sweat tastes salty. Our mucus tastes salty. All these things for a reason. Salt with a sizable number of cation, positive charges. There should be more cation than anion, which are the negative charges in salt. Salt have positive and negative charge. You cook with the wrong salt, your body will be filled with negative charges, negativity. Don't make the mistake of using the wrong salt. We need electrical energy. We need the 8 electrolytes. We need to be nurtured. The emotion is part of us. That's what nurturing each other is all about. We need to get enough sleep. Sleep is very important for cellular health, for the cell to be maintained. That's when they do their work, to maintenance work. Then when neurons are produced, when we're sleeping. Then you wake up refreshed, energized, to start your day another 8 to 12 hours a day or more. You got to produce enzymes. Or enzyme surplus every single day. You have to do that all over again, each and every day. So we eat to build an enzyme surplus. So we eat the food to take the least amount of enzymes to digest them and have the least amount of health disruptors so we don't swallow our enzymes. And then we will have enzymes left over for repair and maintenance. Those are called ancillary enzymes. We have to produce digestive enzyme and ancillary enzyme. So the least amount of enzyme it takes for us to digest our food, the more enzyme we have left for maintenance and repair. If all our enzymes are used to digest something that's indigestible, because that's why you want to eat it, because you like to eat it, but you don't have enzyme to digest it. Now you're going to be more concretion in the body.
So, yes, sir. You know, I think it's very, very plain.
Yes.
So I think that answered the question on the heart and the low and high blood pressure. You know, it brings
yes.
us to what I know we're trying to get back to, and that's the nervous system and the brain. And you said it so efficiently. We are made of energy. You know, and not knowing that. You know, not knowing that nutrients and water. And the sun and all those things which supply the energy to ourselves,
it's something that we just have no knowledge of. You know, we just want to thank you once again. You know, we're not giving you a dope. I just want to thank you for taking your time out to share with us this essential knowledge on how our bodies work. As we said before, we've been blessed with symptometry, which is a new invention, but it's a new discovery that teaches us how the cells that produce the brain, cells that produce the bones, the teeth, the organs, and all the 11 systems and other body parts, and then how that combination of nutrients and water has combined to protect ourselves. You know, when I say ourselves, you know, sometimes we got to say ourselves and quit letting this language confuse us. It also teaches us how to produce the replacements. As you just mentioned, you're talking about cells and enzymes and neurons, mm-hmm. and neurotransmitters and peptides and dipeptides and tripeptides and polypeptides. You know, we don't know these things. And those hormones that are necessary for efficient body function. And I just get so excited to know that I finally know how who I am and what I am and how to make my body in a state where I can function better. You know, that scientific enlightenment and that disease prevention that we can come up with to make sure that we're here for as long as God wants us to be here. But we're responsible, you know, and that's why we have this show. We are responsible to discuss the science of your health. And the word health, you know, the first four letters are letters in it is heal. The science of healing, you.
Yep.
The science of health in you. And, you know, this program is IWDM Radio for those who just got off, matter of fact, you got on the line and wasn't part of the early program. This is an interactive lab where we discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives for optimal health. And we are students, are seeking to be students of symptometry, which is the discovery of how we can be better, who we are, what we are, and then understand the most important aspects, what our bodies are made of, how our brain works. We're going to get to this brain and these three nervous systems eventually because it's just so much, as you talked about prior to today, prior to last week, that is the culmination of how our brain really works and our nervous system functions. So let's get into that. For those of you who have a question before we really get into the last half of our program tonight, we have a question that you want to ask. Raise your hand. This has been a phenomenal amount of information. And I know it's hard to digest. I know it's hard to, you know, take in and try to figure out what's what, and you probably got, like me, two pages of notes, you know, of information that he's talking about. And he talked about the brain, the nervous system. That's what we want to get to and begin this process of really, really honing in on how our brains work. And one of the things I just want to say is this. We're looking at our children. I remember reading the article that you sent over to me about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
How we raise criminals in our home. How we actually raise criminals. You know, that's not, you know, I know you have to see a lab to keep them quiet.
Yeah.
Because we have this responsibility as parents. And we have children. We have grandchildren. And to take this information and not take it seriously to the point where you affect your own child. You're putting your child in harm's way by not feeding him properly. We're not giving him the things that they need to think in the proper way. And the intake of what we take into our bodies has a direct reflection on the attitude. And this is serious. And I do have one hand raised. I'm going to get to that hand at 219-484. I'll be right with you. Just talk about the 8 electrolyte. This astute study that has to go into who we are and what we are. We're going to share with you at the end of the show a place you can go to get more information, a website, books and material, and the continuation of this particular show. While you should be on there next Tuesday at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Eastern time, with a friend, with a family member, with your child. This is the kind of science out there that will excite our children. We think it's boring to us, but our children get excited about new information and new knowledge because now you're talking about who they are and how they made it up. Most of our children just want to know, well, how did I get here? You know, what is this thing all about called the human body? Why do my fingers work the way they work? My toes work the way they work? Why
Why do I have two eyes in the front of my head instead of the back of my head? These are questions I asked myself in the early age. Who did this? Who did this? And now that I know who's done it, how does it work? You know, you do this again. You don't get in a Lamborghini with a Ford key. You don't ride down the street, you know, in a car without knowing how it functions. So we have the frame, we have the body, but we don't have the functionality. This is what this show is all about, the science of helping you. And thank you for joining us at IWBM Radio. And those of you who have a question, we ask that you raise your hand, push one on your phone, and ask a question about what's happening. Those of you who are on the Internet, once again, we'll tell you that you can call 65, you can text 650-669-0458. At 650-669-0458 and ask a question on the text, and I'll make sure that Professor Shahid gets that particular question. So right now we're going to go to, before we close out these last 30 minutes, we're going to go to 219-484. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. Excuse me.
Walaikum
assalam. Dr. Jamal Rashid from Gary, Indiana.
Yes, sir, Dr. Jamal.
You know, you all are experiencing apathy in the sense that you're getting lack of calls or questions. You know, I have experienced being a public school teacher in Chicago and Gary for 41 years. And I've studied diligently the impact of the past, our past, without mentioning the name. And I've come to a conclusion that the impact of our past has hurt us so much in our self-esteem and self-confidence to just be natural and normal, and to want to know, to have an urge and a passion and an impulse to want to know. And the past has stifled us so horribly that many of us still to this day want to deny it. And that doesn't bother me. You know, so I don't want to create a lecture, but I can understand the lack of concern when people are literally afraid.
Yes.
And don't know why. They even ask simple questions about their own health. And when we get to the point where we can get over this hump, then we can truly say alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. All right.
And so I don't have a question, but Mr. Shahid, you know, I text you several weeks ago, and I'm still waiting on you.
Yes.
You do,
I understand.
So that's all I want to do. I don't want to do anything on the air.
Okay. That's not a problem.
With my personal issues. Okay.
Okay. Very good. I mean, we appreciate you.
We
know good well what you just said. It's truly a viable and a fact, you know, and we have been affected. You know, one of the classes I teach on a regular basis is a class on cognitive behavior and also trauma, you know, and the fact that we have been traumatized so severely is not what's wrong with us, it's what happened to us. And I think you very, very eloquently shared what happened to us has permeated over into our present. You know, so we're not, I hope our listening audience don't think that we're ramming anything down your throat and are saying that you have to do this or you have to do that. But we want you to pay attention, you know, and those, and like I said, we give you the opportunity for the text. And some of us may want to go into detail on studying the website or picking up a book. And we hope that we're inspiring you. And that's the purpose of what we're trying to do, is bring about some inspiration that will allow you to really pay attention to this beautiful automobile that you walk around with every day or drive down the street every day, and understand
the interworkings, the interrelation, how all these things are combined together to make things happen. So feel free, you know, to text. Feel free to call, email Abdul Shaheen. He will give you all that information before we get off the air. But it's important that we really begin to think about ourselves, as Dr. Jamal said very clearly, Dr. Rashid said very clearly. Just take a look in the mirror and know that our health, we will never have wealth. We will never have legacies. We will never have our children really benefit by us being here. There's an old saying, has your being here made a difference in the world? And that's what we're trying to do, make sure while you're here, have your being, this human being itself, has it made a difference? Have you shared it with someone else? And I'm big on my children, my grandchildren. I tell you guys, you know, this is important to me to learn as much as I possibly can. And I know I talk a little bit too much on what we talk about here on the show, but I'm gaining this knowledge. I'm sharing it with my baby. I'm sharing it with my grandchildren, my children, you know, my goddaughters and other people who I'm affiliated with. I want them to know that this responsibility is yours and yours only. And you just have to accept the fact, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing. But if we're going to be arrogant, if we're going to be fearful, if you're going to let those things come into your being and let your health be affected by negative energy instead of positive energy, and that's where we have gotten to this point now on energy and how it's generated and how it's created within our disposition and our demeanor. The fuel that's necessary for our body, this is what we're talking about today. This fuel is not food, as the instructor Shaheed said early on. We think food is what fuels us. And it's not. It's the delivery system that we're trying to create for you right now and enlighten you on the scientific awareness on how to be disease-free. So with that, since there's no other hand, we've got another hand raised here. We do. Let's get this hand raised, and we'll get into the show on this brain. We're trying to get to this brain, brother. So, you know, and you know what? We are really getting to it.
Right.
We're just doing a very indirect way of getting to it, but we're here. So we have 314-518. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Please state your name and tell us who you're calling from.
As-salamu alaykum, Abdul Hakim, St. Louis, Missouri. As-salamu alaykum, Abdul Hakim from St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Walaykum as-salam.
Okay, I was wondering if you could hear me. Okay, first of all, thank you for your trying to awaken us on our health. I had a question regarding the iron, how important it is in our for us. And how can we incorporate it into our system? And does it have how does it relate to the pineal gland in our bodies? Do you understand my question?
You're asking how does iron relate to the pineal gland in our body?
Yes.
That was the question.
Okay. All right.
Does it have a direct benefit to the... You mentioned iron in your presentation, and I was wondering how important it is iron in to incorporate it into our system, and does it have a direct relationship
effect
with the pineal gland and
effect
with the pineal gland?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question.
Yes, sir.
Brother Abdul, we can push one on your phone unless you want to have another question you want to ask after this. Just put on your phone so I can take you out the queue and you can take your question offline.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. If you have another question, please just raise your hand again. Go ahead, Brother Shaheed.
Yes. That's an excellent question. And here's the thing about iron. Iron is the king of minerals in the body. It's the king. Why is the king? Because our body needs power, it needs strength, it needs pressure, it needs speed, it needs momentum, It needs all of these things. All of these are positive energy. These are tangents of positive energy in all of our cells, all of our organs, all of our glands. Everything needs that. Every part of our body must have iron-rich blood. That's what carries the oxygen. Oxygen sustains life. Now, here's a question. What sustains oxygen?
Wow.
Oxygen sustains life. What sustains oxygen? Iron and sulfur. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Iron and sulfur.
I don't need to say anything else.
Yes, sir.
Don't need to say anything else. Mm. Even though oxygen sustains life, everything must have oxygen. It is the life giver. It must be in all of the cells. It's in the water we drink. It's in the food we eat. It's in the air we breathe. But there will still be many places in a person's cell that will not have oxygen. How is that possible?
Mm.
How is it possible? It is possible because we're made with collagen, protein. So oxygen does not circulate freely in a human body. It has to be accompanied by someone.
What you're saying, oxygen requires a carrier.
Yes,
okay.
And that is iron.
Okay.
So if a person is anemic, lack of iron, they have a big issue. There'll be many places in their body that will not have oxygen. It's not going to get there without iron. It is iron that attaches the oxygen in the hemoglobin.
The blood.
In the globin, that's the protein portion of blood. It is iron that attaches to oxygen.
So when you talk about the pineal gland, now you can close it out with that, and I'm going to take another call.
Yeah, if that gland do not have oxygen, it's going to become what? Calcified. And most people's pineal gland is calcified. They're not benefiting them. And they don't have intuition.
Wow.
Working alone to help them make better decisions. We should use 60% intuition in making our decisions, 40% intellect. Think about it. Most people want to use intellect, and we mess up almost every time. Intellect is important, but it must be balanced with intuition.
And before I take this next call, show the importance of that with our young children. How, you know, if we don't give our young children, we don't provide our young children with that which is needed. The thinking process and state of the pineal gland is intuition. If we are not supplying the proper benefits or nutrition to our children, they can grow up by the time they're 15, 16, 17, they're calcified. In their intuition, their intellect will be affected by it as well. So you need to share real quickly before I take this next call.
Yes. Here's the problem also. Before they even get here, based on what the mother is eating, by age three, the child could run out of being able to produce acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is the neurotransmitter for intelligence. How else can we? How plainer can it be? If the mother is eating the wrong food, the child will not have enough acetylcholine. I said before that it is the mother's responsibility to build a strong and firm foundation for the child during those trimesters. And the foundation is the three nervous system. That give the person confidence. That give the person
the defense mechanism to stand up for themselves, to defend themselves, to be human. There's three neurotransmitters that the person must be able to produce. Acetylcholine for intelligence, serotonin, the healing neurotransmitter for healing. How are you going to heal if you can't produce serotonin? It is the healing neurotransmitter. Help us to sleep and rest. And you must be able to produce norepinephrine to deal with stress. This is a stressful life or stressful world. If you can't produce norepinephrine, you won't have anything to mitigate the stress. Stress will consume you. It will become the cause of your death. Stress is a killer, silent killer. That's what they call it.
That's it. That's what they call it. Exactly what they call it. So let's take this other call here, and we're winding down on time. And I don't know what your schedule is like tonight. But
yeah, I'm gonna have to leave.
Okay, very good. So let's take 586-296. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. It sounds like my sister's number.
It is your sister. Assalamu alaikum tonight. How is everybody doing?
Walaikum assalam.
My name is Carlisa, and I'm calling from Warren, Michigan. You guys kind of hit on what I was wanting to call about. I wanted to find out, when we're talking about iron, how can we incorporate, what food can we incorporate in a toddler age 5 to get more iron when they don't particularly eat meat, a lot of meat, different meats. What can we do? How do we go about doing it to make sure he's getting the nutrition that he needs?
When you say he don't particularly eat meat, what do you mean by that?
He doesn't eat.
He just refused to eat meat?
He just don't like meat. He'll eat chicken here and there and some fish, but basically that's all he eats. He's a very, very, very picky eater, and we're constantly trying to find things to make sure he's getting. 5.
Okay. Oh, yes, he's 5. Okay. It doesn't seem to be too tough for him to eat, or he had to complain about digesting the meat to you?
No, he just doesn't eat it. He's just like, I don't want it. I don't like it.
Okay.
And you can't kind of keep forcing stuff on him and he'll pick at it and stuff.
No, you don't want to force a child to eat any particular food.
Right.
No. No, don't want to force a child to eat any particular food. But that's something with his appetite and meat.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something there.
I don't know what it is. It's like he's just been that way.
Well, that's always the reason, because it could have been when you was pregnant, something you did.
It wasn't me.
Well,
grandbaby.
You never know.
It wasn't me. Well, I got you. You're right.
The mother. I'm saying the
right.
mother.
Right.
I didn't know you were the mother or not.
No,
I'm
the grandmother.
Okay, the grandmother. So it was the mother. That something was going on with the mother. Oftentimes, symptoms can make up that difference between what the mother should have been eating, and so that the child would come here with all of the right mindset.
Okay.
And so it would be good to have a consultation with Dr. Norty and have the mother on the line, if it's possible, to explain what happened, what kind of habit she had, what was she craving during the time.
Oh, okay.
What was she craving? And then did she satisfy the craving?
Okay.
And then the difference between him not wanting to eat meat, for whatever the reason is, might be able to be home in on. Because, see, we are animals. We need hemp iron. We need the food source of iron. Hemp iron.
Okay.
And of course, with centimetry, there's supplementation. They're called molecules. Properly combined. And that's the difference between the molecule with cytometry and supplement that you might get from the health food store.
Right.
Everything must be properly combined. You don't know how they combine those things at the health food store. You don't know what they're combined with. But in order for our cells to accept them, they have to be properly combined. So most times when you go and get a supplement at the health food store, in terms of iron, it's ferrous iron. It has two atoms of oxygen. We need the iron that has three atoms of oxygen, ferric iron. The average person is not going to know this information. You go to the health food store and go, I want some iron. They're going to say ferrous iron with two atoms of oxygen.
Okay.
And when you need the one with three atoms of oxygen.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's spelled F-E-R-R-I-C-I, right?
Yes. And sometimes they offer that. And then there's other things that might need to be combined with the iron. Because iron, if you have the wrong one, the person will become constipated. That's one of the side effects of taking it.
That is true. I know about that. Okay, that is so true.
All of these things. So we take it for granted, but sometimes you have the best molecule, and those are the nutrients. And they have to be properly combined in order for our cell to accept them. And then you will see the difference. And then that might be some hereditary problem, too, with what the mother ate.
Okay.
Even why he refused meat, eating meat.
Okay.
There's always a reason.
I'm sure. I just feel like he's not getting enough iron in his diet.
Because most children, they love to eat meat. And matter of fact, you can't give them enough meat.
He'll eat a hamburger, but beyond that, and a little chicken and stuff, but it's like, trying to force it down his throat a lot of time, but he'll eat a hamburger. But but that's basically it. I just didn't feel like he's getting enough iron in his diet.
Yes, that's a supplement, ferric iron, that you can get from cytometry.
Okay.
Properly combined for a child of his
age. Okay.
And then, like I said, it would be good to have a consultation with Dr. Norder to explain that, because he would know the root cause of why the child had that attitude. And it's definitely probably doing what the mother ate when she was pregnant with him.
Okay, then we're going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Just give us a call. I mean, we're going to give our number out, and we'll set it up for you.
Okay.
There's also some food. I'm sorry. You get it? Okay. All right. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure, there's also some recipes or some food that have hemp iron in it as well that you can recommend as well. And those things that don't have iron inhibitors, there are some programs out like that. So we do have education.
You want to avoid the iron inhibitors. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That people eat. All right, we got 5 minutes left here. I'm gonna take this one line here.
That's an excellent question. Thank you.
We're gonna make this short and sweet. It's 111111. Please state your name and tell us.
Oh, I know who that is. That's Sister Anita.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Sister Amina. How are you doing tonight?
Yes, it is I.
You only have 2 minutes, Sister Amina. You only have 2 minutes.
Yes. I just want to ask a question, and then we can probably go next week because of the time. But what I wanted to ask, two things. Is there a replay for the broadcast? Because I didn't hear from the very beginning.
Oh yes. Well, brother,
give me your phone number, and I'll make sure I get it out to you as soon as the show is over with.
Yes, sir.
What's the phone number?
Do you need me to give it to? It's 404.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
406. 0554.
Got it. Okay, you'll get it as soon as the show is over.
Thank
I'll
you.
Send it out to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, what is the best that you can recommend for eye health, to keep your eyes healthy? as you age, and I'll because I have that issue that I'm looking at now as far as about to go to the eye doctor and again, you know, and all of that, and I just wanna get a overview because I'm looking. But, you know, I love the research. But, you know, just overall, and yes, I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, well, like I said, thank you for that question. Eye health is very important to take care of our eyes. Our eyes are composed of what? Cells. And cells have concretion. When the old cell dies or when the old cell disintegrates, they leave behind concretion. It is our responsibility to remove the concretion. When new cells come to take the place of old cells, the DNA turn into a concretion, the cell membrane turn into certain concretion, the cellular organelle turn into concretion. So how to remove concretion? Ionization. We have to ionize our eyes. There are particulates, subatomic particles, to ionize our eyes to remove the concretion. When we wake up in the morning, we shouldn't have a lot of crust in our eyes. We shouldn't have, if we do, that's amyloidosis from starch, eating too much starch. It'd be in the corner of our eyes. You know, some of us, it's hard for us to open our eyes in the morning when we wake up. We have so much starch glued to them. Amyloidosis, too much starch, eating too much starch. And that would affect our eyes. That's another form of concretion. Homocysteine. Homocysteine, which is the metabolites in starchy foods. And you have to remove them from your eyes, remove them from your heart, remove them from your lungs. When you eat rice, when you metabolize it, it breaks down to homocysteine. These different things that we don't, most of us just do not know. That's why the body has to be maintained. Another good way to keep healthy eyes is to avoid eating fruits, because of the sugar, the fruit sugar, and the sorbitol in most fruits, that is a fruit sugar, and it goes straight to the eyes. Mm-hmm. So we have to avoid eating fruits or eat them sparingly. And then when we eat fruit, we have to eat them at the right time, between 11 and 3 p.m., 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. is the time to eat fruits. If you're eating them, then you have to eat the recommended ones by symptometry. Do not eat or consume citrus fruits, apples, oranges, peaches, pears, lime, lemon, strawberries, cherries, and all those things. Can't do it. They're too acidic.
Okay.
So if you want to protect your eyes and keep the eye pressure where it should be, you have to ionize periodically and nourish the eyes. There are nutrients to nourish the eyes, molecules to nourish the eyes.
So you got a minute. Okay. You got a minute and 10 seconds before 9 o'clock. So I want you to get your your clothes
just
down.
Make it out.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Okay. We have a quote by Dr. Maxwell Norton, and here's what it says: no cell is central. No brain is central. No body is central will be produced if the three-way communication involving the genes, the DNA, and the three RNA has been disrupted. Nothing will be produced if that three-way communication is disrupted. Dr. Maxwell North is the founder of the American School of Symptometry and Symptometric Science called Symptometry. We'd like to leave our contact information. Anyone find a need to call us, to contact us? Please feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. We also like to invite you to visit the website of the American School of Symptometry by clicking on amsos.org. That website again is sos.org. You can go to the tab About Us. You will see Dr. Norty and his bio there and all of his qualifications as well. Incredible. Incredible. The person, the man is disease-free, over 30 years and counting. No disease in his body. He cured all of his diseases. Now he can use his brain for thinking instead of using it to keep him on life support to try to keep his health intact. Now he can use his brain for what it's been created to do. Think, solve problems, create opportunity, come up with the best solution. That's what our brain is for. We should be the best problem solvers. That's what it's all about. So we also like to say we have a show on AM 360 every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. We encourage you to join us tomorrow. The show is called, the program is called Optimal Health. We address some of the same similar situation. We talk about health, where health comes from. We share more information on that program as well. Similar information we share in here. Please join us tomorrow from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time by dialing in to either one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891, 425-292-4253. Once again, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Brother Rashid, I think that's it. We certainly enjoy sharing the information tonight, and we look forward to next week. Join us on your the Science of Health and You for a new episode of Optimal Health. And we certainly appreciate you joining us and look forward to speaking to you again on next Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, Brother Rashid.
Thank you.
Yes, and we do have a foundation for next week, the mind and the pre-nervous system and the eyes. So we have a subject we're going to take on next week. All right, my brother. Thank you so much. And give your wife the greetings for me.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, that's the end of our show, The Science of Health and You. We do have a few public service announcements we'd like to make, but we just want to thank the radio listening audience for tuning in to IWDM Radio. We are here every Tuesday from 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, every Tuesday for The Science of Health and You. And we want to open up our mic for our public service announcer who's going to share with you other programs that come on IWDM Radio. We have a host of other shows that come on starting with tomorrow, and we'll have our public service announcer, Mark Shaheed. How are you, sir? Are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Well, I want to say assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid. Salam. And to Instructor Abdul Shaheed and to the IWDM Radio listening audience, it was an excellent production tonight on the Science of Your Health and You. As always, very substantive information, education on the science of our health and you learning lab. So hopefully everybody took good notes and there was some excellent questions that was asked tonight for the benefit of all. I enjoyed it immensely. I want to say to our IWDM Radio listening audience to stay tuned to IWDM Radio tomorrow as the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab will air tomorrow. We have a very, very special, special guest tomorrow. You've seen him in the syndicated program for many, many years. In the courtroom, Judge Joe Brown, the Honorable Judge Joe Brown, he has agreed to be my guest in the first hour of the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. I will interview him in terms of I'm aware of the fact that for many years he dedicated himself to helping to reform the lives of many of our African-American males primarily and the work that he did in that arena. So that's tomorrow with the Honorable Judge Joe Brown on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. You don't want to miss that. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And then following that will be the MGM Roundtable, That is the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And I will have at the roundtable tomorrow the committee of the PLLA, which stands for the Progressive Leadership and Legacy Association, that was formed after the transitioning of our beloved leader, Imam Warithuddin Muhammad, to preserve the leadership and the legacy of our two great leaders in this community, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and our Honorable Imam Warithuddin Muhammad. And the production they will have on May 21st there in Chicago at the Ephraim Baha Center. So you don't want to miss all that great information that will be disseminated on the MGM Roundtable. And that begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And then Thursday night is the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and that is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir out of the Jewel of the South. That's Atlanta, Georgia. She will be joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed, on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And that will take place at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we will begin on the premarital questionnaire. We don't want to miss all that great information. And so we ask that you do tune in, questions and comments on the information education that we disseminate in regards to that. And then Friday is Salatu Jumu'ah Day. Those who are immobilized and can't get out and about for one reason or another, you can tune back into IWDM Radio with the very distinguished, esteemed Imam Michael Mikhail Sayed here. And that's each and every Friday afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Salatu Jumu'ah here on IWDM Radio. And the longest running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Once again, the host is Imam Mikhail Sayed, and he always have very intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. That's each and every Sunday afternoon, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And that takes us to the beginning of the week, as you just heard it here on IWDM Radio, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, with our very distinguished and esteemed host of that, Rashid Salam, and his reoccurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed. This is each and every Tuesday, and it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. This is a family affair here on IWDM Radio, so we ask that you don't come back by yourself, but make sure that you invite a family member, a friend, a neighbor, an associate, a community member. So you want to love for your brother and your sister what you love for yourself. And I know you have benefited greatly from tuning in to this production and other productions here on IWDM Radio. So with that being said, you want to dial in to the number. Here is the same number you dialed in tonight to be in the studio so that you can be a participant and ask questions and make comments. That number is 714-816-4673. Once again, take it down, 714-816-4673, and you keep it and make sure you share it with others. And with that being said, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Back to you, Rashid Salam. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you. And I just want to thank the radio listening audience for another wonderful opportunity to come together and share with the science of health in you. So we look forward to seeing you next week. And as Mark said, please bring a friend, family member, or relative, someone back with you who can benefit by the great work that's being done here on IWDM Radio. So with that, that's all, folks. And God willing, we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.